Going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is my dark here at the Tower Computer Network. Back to Stan here at the American Freedom Network, where this is Bradley Dean. And Bradley is a minister. He's a rock a musician. He travels across the country talking to school audiences and any group he can about what America is about, or what Christianity is about, how freedom and Christianity are inseparable. And it's always a pleasure to have Bradley with us. Good morning, Bradley. What are we going to be discussing this morning?
Well, what I'd like to talk about today would be the Black Robe Regiment. And for the most part, the Black Robe Regiment, for the most part, people do not know who they are, but they are the forerunners to our forefathers, and they were the preachers of the day. So in saying that, Stan, if we go back to our history, again, love laying the foundations, because when we go back to the foundations, we can always understand where we came from. And for the most part in America, we can see that people do not understand where they came from whatsoever. And so in saying that, what I'd like to do is just kind of kick off a little bit of history. We know that George Washington, first president of the United States, said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And what he's talking about is the Christian religion. And I've gone over this so many times, but I just think it's very, very important for people to understand, again, their foundations. Before I get into the Black Robe Regiment, and we also know that John Adams rightly said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And do keep in mind, friends, when we're talking about religion, we're talking about under the umbrella of a Christian religion. For example, the Baptists, the Wesleyans, the Faithers, as we call them here in Minnesota. We have Pentecostals, we have the Catholics, we have the Lutherans, so on and so forth. So again, when we're talking about religion, we're talking about under the umbrella of the Christian religion. And so in saying that, before I get going here, if we go back to the foundations during the time of the Revolutionary War, we understand that the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. We also understand that 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees, and the least religious signer was Thomas Paine, who was, in fact, over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take just praise that belonged to God unto themselves. So it shows you how religious we were, that even the least religious, even the least Christian in America were rebuking those that should have knew better when, in fact, they did not. We can also go to the Washington Monument and find scriptures on the blocks which go up to the very tip of the Washington Monument. And it says, praise Laus Deo, which means praise be to God. On the stairs, it's inscripted, holiness to the Lord, search the scriptures, the memory of the just is blessed. And we can go to Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court building where it says, justice, the guardian of liberty, with inscripted Moses above that with the two tablets in his hands. We can go over to the Liberty Bell, which states Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. We can go over to Lady Liberty, where she has the Declaration of Independence in her left hand. And the Declaration of Independence, when we read that, we understand that we derive our rights from our Creator, not from the state. And again, understanding the foundations of who we are, America, it's very important that you understand that our rights come from God and not the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy. Now, going to the next point, we can also go to some of our forefathers, our presidents, which are no longer here. For example, Harry Truman said, the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew and from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, if we do not have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. And that's exactly what we see. Matter of fact, friends, we're so far backwards in this country today that most people think that we're a democracy, when in fact, when you read Article 4, Section 4, you'll find out that we are a constitutional republic. And it was the second president of the United States, John Adams, that rightly said that we are an empire of laws. And what laws is he talking about? Of course, he's talking about God's moral law. President Andrew Jackson rightly stated, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Thomas Jefferson said, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Love him or hate him, Alexander Hamilton said, for on my own part, I sincerely esteem it. The Constitution, with the enumerated laws, is a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon. Now, interestingly enough, God gave his law with his finger. Read the book of Exodus. And also go back to our founders. William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God, which is completely contradicts what we're seeing today. As a matter of fact, we're seeing this administration attempt to tear down the law and to recreate the Constitution and the enumerated laws in his own image, folks. That's called tyranny. Going back to our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu, those that help establish who we are today, he said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And then we can go and see some of the founding sources. For example, 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. They found out that the Bible is the most quoted by our founding forefathers. That's 34% of all documented quotes came directly from the Bible. For example, separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws came from Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural-born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. And the three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches came directly from Ezra 7:24. And republicanism, again, comes directly from Exodus 18:21. So again, just laying that premise for you, friends, you have to understand your foundations, who you are. I mean, God is on your money when we go to Arlington Cemetery or the veteran memorials across the country or even the graveyards across the country. What do we find? We see headstones with crosses above them. Again, we are a Christian nation. All 50 states, the state preamble start out of acknowledging God and God Almighty. And in several states, friends, for those that did not know, and as a matter of fact, it still goes on today because we see the President of the United States put his hand on the Bible and he swears to uphold the Constitution and then he ends with, so help me God. And notice again his hand, he's swearing an oath to God and man. And they get that, friends, from the very fact that by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. It's a fulfilling and it's an oath. So I don't really need to reiterate that, but in saying that, friends, I really want to make the point, and this is important because, Stan, we talk about this so often, and very rare, well, we haven't in the past ever gotten to this, but I think it's important for people to understand this.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's important for people to understand that we were a Christian nation, but we've been taken over by Christians.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Bradley Dean, and we were simply talking about how America was a Christian nation, founded by Christians, all with a black regiment, and certainly up until about 50 years ago, nobody would have questioned the Christian foundation of this country. But there is a small subversive group, ladies and gentlemen. It controls both political parties, controls the major banks and the major corporations, controls the wealth of this nation, and, of course, they control the media. That's why most people don't even know that they exist. And why, suddenly, if they control us, are things as good as they are? Because they need to use the financial and military power of the United States to take over the rest of the world, and that's just what they're doing. And the average individual has no knowledge, and that's why I do what I do, and that's why Grady does what he does. We were involved in a spiritual battle, because behind this wicked group of people are powerful and evil forces. Bradley, you pick up the story.
Well, it was a perfect break. During our last segment, I pretty much got everything I needed to get out to lay the premise for the Black Regiment. A lot of times we spend a lot of time on the forefathers, and great men they were. Intelligent giants they were, no question about it. But you got to ask yourself, who broke the way open for our forefathers to establish? When we go back to 1620, we can see the Mayflower Compact. We can see our forefathers come before our forefathers that we are so familiar with today. You know, the Thomas Jefferson, the George Washington, the John Adams, so on and so forth. And when we go back just a little bit further than that, what we need to realize, friends, is that a lot of these men that established what we have today, not only did they pay the price, but we need to keep in mind who they were that were paying the price. They were called the Black Robe Regiment. Black Robe Regiment were the preachers of the day that trusted God. As a matter of fact, they got their name, the Black Robed Regiment, from a tyrant named King George. Now, King George meant to demonize them or to polarize them. It's the same thing what we see today. Now, we see the state-run media capping on, as the youth would say, or they're always attacking Christians for standing up for their fundamental principles in which they believe that God established through his moral law, which is called common law, which they're exactly right on the money. Also keep in mind, friends, that it was King George that called our forefathers terrorists. So when they called the Black Robe Regiment the Black Robe Regiment, it was a slur. It was a word to demean who they were, to, again, demonize who they were. But they didn't look at it that way. They looked at it as a badge of honor. And again, so let's keep in mind that our forefathers, before they established what we have today, Benjamin Franklin said of our Declaration of Independence, before it was finalized, he said it smacks of the pulpit. Well, if anybody's ever taken the time to read the Mayflower Compact, it really smacks of the pulpit, because that's all it talks about is God the Father and our Christian religion and who we are. And so does the Declaration of Independence. It definitely smacks of the pulpit. But friends, let me do this, because I think this is, I'm a younger guy, so I think this is really cool stuff in saying this, that Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, was asked to make distinction between the French, the European government and American government during the revolutionary time, the era. And he said the difference was the difference between heaven and hell. And it's also interesting to know that there was a man by the name of Alexis de Tocqueville, who was a French historian, who came over to America. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. He said, "I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade," speaking of America. He said, "I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys." He said, "I visited their manufactories and their commercial markets and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls." This is a Frenchman, friends. He said, "But I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered the Church of America. It was there as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people," he said, "that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave." So here you have a Frenchman coming to America, realizing the greatness of America was found by the very Spirit of God. And speaking of which, friends, which smacks of the pulpit directly, if you go to 1 Corinthians 2:5, you can see clearly that Scripture tells us that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. As a matter of fact, the very gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And what men saw, foreign men and women saw when they came to this country, they saw and they witnessed the tangibility of the Spirit of Jesus Christ poured out upon this nation. So when we hear God has shed his grace upon us, friends, let me tell you what, there was a whole lot of meaning to that back in the day. And I also want to tell you this, to the present, America, when you go to Washington, D.C., you want to talk about what smacks of the pulpit. And speaking of Alexis de Tocqueville, if you want to know why foreign people from all over the world come to America and they go to Washington, D.C., isn't it interesting, the first thing they see all over the buildings inscripted is the name of God, our Father. And when you go into the Senate building, you see pictures of preachers, the gospel of Jesus Christ, Bibles, and the such. So it's not like a thing of the past. And friends, I also want to say this. This is a word of encouragement, not discouragement, because we can still do this, but we have to simply brush off all of the policy that man has got given unto us, namely the 10,000 commandments that man's inundated the American people with, and simply get back to God's 10 commandments. Now, to bring this to the present, it wasn't too long ago that I spent some time with Dr. D. James Kennedy right before he passed away. He was an older man, and it was interesting because I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. And Dr. Kennedy, by the way, is the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, known for stating on national television regarding abortion, the issue of abortion, while pointing his finger at his viewers. He said 4,000 babies die daily because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Now, I also want to interject, and I know I'm still tracking just a little bit here, friends, but the bottom line is if you look at our history and who our forefathers were, speaking of the black regiments, they weren't the type of men that we see today. And even going back to D. James Kennedy, he was pointing the finger at the cameras because he realized that the church in America was called to be the moral compass of society, and the church in America has their derelict of duty, to say the least. Here we have this is a way, looking at the television, telling the pulpits across the country that you're responsible for over 57 million babies that have been murdered in the womb because of your silence. And we need to understand something, friends. As Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, silence only strengthens tyranny. And we need to open up our mouths, namely from the pulpits. So when we see D. James Kennedy calling up the professed church for what they are, which is the lack of Christianity, and keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. It's interesting that when you look at the professed church, which stands in direct contradiction of who our forefathers were, and namely the Black Robe Regiment is the topic of what we're speaking about, they stand in direct contradiction one of another. When you look at those that stood for who we are, they wouldn't have tolerated homosexuality for a minute. They wouldn't have tolerated the murder of innocent babies for a minute. They wouldn't have, as a matter of fact, Ben Franklin said in 1793, friends, speaking of our forefathers now, he said that atheism, and he said even infidelity, was unheard of. And let me tell you why it was unheard of. Because during the Revolutionary War, everybody seemed to be paying a price for the freedoms in which we had, and they were all calling upon God. Remember, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus? See, they knew that they had a walk in the commandments and the light that Jesus Christ gave, because they knew that if they stood outside of that, they were going to get smacked by the evil one. They weren't that foolish to play trivia. They weren't that foolish to tempt the living God. But here again, friends, we have the greatest advocates in America, again, standing in direct contradiction of the Black Robe Regiment, which were the true heroes of the revolution, by the way. Folks, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America is the professed church because of their silence. The greatest advocate to the homosexual lobbyist in America is the professed church because of their silence. The greatest advocate to the atheist and so on and so forth, corruption in government. Let me tell you why. It's because of the professed church standing down, friends, when they should be standing up. Now, going back to Dr. Kennedy, speaking of the Black Robe Regiment, and even to the president, Dr. Kennedy, before he passed away, he told me this in his parking lot. He said, Bradley, there was one moment where I was having a pastor's convention where pastors from all over the world actually came to my church. And at that particular time, he said, my church was being protested because he was standing up for marriage. He was standing against the homosexuality. By the way, homosexual marriage has never been in the history of mankind, friends. And interestingly enough, when this pastor came up to Dr. Kennedy, he said to him, sir, why is your church being protested? Dr. D. James Kennedy from Coral Ridge Ministry said back to him, you mean your church isn't being protested? Now, friends, giving you a little history again, when you look in Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you see nothing but protest. Protestant has meaning. Protestant. We're called to be the light of the world. We're not to succumb to evil forces. And it's interesting how in the professed church in America today, well, we're supposed to subject ourselves to all authority. Really. Can you show me that in Scripture? Because I can't find it. Matter of fact, when I look in Scripture, everybody, all these professed hirelings from the pulpit that, again, these effeminate pastors that stand down when they should stand up, friends, you know what they're doing? They're standing behind Romans 13. But they fail to read Romans 12:21, where it says, we are to overcome evil with good. And also, when you go to the book of Peter, we'll also find that governors are appointed to what? They are to be a terror to them that do wickedness and a praise to them that do good. And we see exactly the contrary transpiring right before our eyes today. But again, friends, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a church that needs to get back to who it's supposed to be. Because the Bible says that we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. The Bible says that we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. The Bible tells me, friends, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And the Bible also says this, for those that are still trying to find excuses as to why they do and succumb to everything that takes place in this world, I want you to understand that Jesus said this. He said this to his disciples. He said that greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Now, America, namely the professed Christians, the 78th percentile in America, you got to admit there's no more excuses. So either God is a liar, I speak as a man, or he's not. And I want to tell you by firsthand experience, he is not a man that he should lie. He has never failed my ministry one time. I've done over 350 schools in 24 states. I've not compromised the Word of God or a Constitution in one jot or in one tittle. And I want to tell you what, that is exactly where the Lord shows up. He will bear witness to his truth. Read 1 John. Going on. Going back to the point that we look at what's going on in this country. As a matter of fact, Stan, right during the break, I noticed that the president of the United States, he's gonna go ahead and just, you know, sign another executive order concerning the homosexuals. Now, isn't it interesting that when we look at what's going on with the radical homosexuals, this totalitarianism, friends, they love to pull your hair and they love to smack your face and then they cry victim. And you got to ask yourself, what are they the victim of? They're the victims of the law, friends. And it's not called victimization. It's called the prosecution and the enforcement of the laws of the land. They don't want the laws. So we look at Barack Hussein Obama, who doesn't like law neither. Now, keep in mind, during the first segment, I said this is the man that's attempting to pull down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image. Friends, he does not have the authority to do that. And I'll tell you why. Because God did not give him the right to do that. Neither did we, his as our representatives, derive their just authorities from we, the people. We haven't given him that authority neither. So where is he coming up with all of the authority for all of these unlawful and unconstitutional executive orders? Well, as long as you don't know your Constitution, you don't know your Bill of Rights, and you don't know your founding documents, well, then guess what, friends? You don't have any rights. If you love your country enough, why don't you take about a half hour, 45 minutes, and read your documentation, because that's all the longer it would take for you to read that. And it's a great way to say thank you to all the veterans that have sacrificed themselves to put us in a position to say that we can still have the freedom to do the right thing, because, friends, we still do have the freedom to do the right thing. But going back to my point, friends, look at what's going on in this country. We have a Barack Hussein Obama in this country because, for the most part, the church has allowed it. Right? You have corruption in government because the church has failed to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth.
Bradley, we're going to have to interrupt you because we're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bradley. But ladies and gentlemen, America is under attack from within today. The church is a major problem. They've changed the music. They've changed the message. And
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bradley Dean. And before we go on, Bradley, I'd like you to tell the people how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can certainly get the various things that you produce, the DVDs and the other items, and how they can certainly help
your ministry as you venture out across America, bringing a very important message, and that is the fact that America was founded as a Christian nation. Everyone knew this until about 50 years ago, but since then, of course, we've been taken over by subversive forces that are intent upon destroying Christianity, destroying the moral fabric of our society, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Go right ahead.
What's interesting about that as well, Stan, is the fact that, I'll tell you who does realize that we're a Christian nation, the corrupt in government, the atheists, the homosexuals, because that's what they're warring against right now. Now, to say all that, to say this, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have a radio program that we do 6 days a week, an hour a day, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and then on Saturdays for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard. And that, again, is sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check out and see what we have done in colleges and high schools and elementary schools, tea parties and the such. And that is youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com. It shows you videos. It shows, matter of fact, there's even videos where we, in two particular schools, we got kicked out for teaching the Constitution in one particular school. And then in Kabul, Missouri, I was actually showing pictures of a baby that was preserved. He wasn't aborted. And what's interesting is people need to see the response of students who are not stupefied, who are not, they know they're being lied to. But it's interesting to see when the students know that they're being told the truth, that they'll stand on the side of the truth. And really what my ministry is aimed at is just going and fighting for a generation that has heard much about love, but I wanted to demonstrate the love that's been in my heart. And it's not really hard to fight for what you love. So if you'd like to see those videos and a comic book called My War, we just got that done by a Marvel comic artist, Danny Bulinati, as well as a DC comic artist. That is called My War. It's on youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or listen to us every day, again, from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, go right ahead, and let's get back to our subject. America was a Christian nation and no longer a Christian nation, and nobody ever asked, well, how did that come about?
Go right ahead. Well, no, it's interesting, again, friends, that we're talking about the Black Robe Regiment. We're talking about the preachers that broke the way, Micah 2:13, before our forefathers actually established the Constitution of the United States. And interestingly enough, I also want people to understand that, well, Bradley, it sounds like you're being really hard on the church. Well, I am, because I love the church. And you got to keep in mind that Jesus made distinction in John 6, you know, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any inheritance with me. He always made distinction of the sheep and the goats. He made distinction between those that had the oil and those that didn't have the oil. And we need to do the same thing, because Scripture tells the Christian that he's supposed to judge righteously, Leviticus 19:17, and it also tells us that we are to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And see, what we've been led to believe is that we're not to judge, when in fact that's all the Bible tells us to do, is keep his laws, judgments, his commandments, and his statutes. And where are we today? And keep in mind, Jesus said in Matthew 5, that think not that I come to destroy the law. I've not come to destroy the law. I've come to fulfill it. He said, I have not come to take one jot or one tittle away from it. No, he's fulfilling the law of God, and we're to do the same things. We are the Gentiles, not the Jews. Read Romans 3 when you get some time. Now, coming back to the church as to where we're at today, let me go back to a man by the name of Charles Finney. He was a preacher back in the 1700s, and this is what he said, because he loved the church. Remember, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. See, America is so used to kisses that they have forgotten that faithful are the wounds of a friend, and they've also forgotten that iron sharpens iron. And it also has forgotten in America that we are to judge within, not without. That's God's business. But this is what Charles Finney said. He said, brethren, he said, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. He said, if immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. He said, if there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. He goes on, If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, he said, the pulpit is responsible for it. So how deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to our own history? See, again, nowadays what we have is effeminate hirelings which have infiltrated the pulpits, friends, that they have no business occupying whatsoever. And I say this not to be demeaning or judgmental, but I say it because it's true. I can see clearly why the enemies of God are so encouraged, because instead of preaching against sin, which is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin. They attempt to cover it up with a false grace, read Isaiah 30, and in so doing, they teach their congregants to war against the just and a holy God by saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. And friends, clearly, we see throughout Scripture the false prophets were called out by God. They were disowned by God. And what were they doing? They were always saying peace, peace, when there was no peace. And we see that same peace, peace being preached from the pulpits today. Because what they're doing is they're conceding to the enemy rather than fighting them off. They're opening up the doors and allow the wolves to come in and to devour the flocks rather than fighting them off. Micah 3:5 tells us what Scripture tells us we're to do and what we're not to do. But again, what a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War. By the way, there's still pulpits that are thundering across America, far and few between, though they are, they're there. And by the way, causing, back in the day, during the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up to the face of tyranny, which our forefathers did, read the Declaration of Independence. And keep in mind, again, the British labeled them as a much-feared black-robed regiment. The British were not only the ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. I want you to listen what they said of the preachers during the Revolutionary War. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, an unblanched cheek, and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 7:11-7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call, said Bishop Charles Galloway. These are comments made about the preachers during the Revolutionary War. I'll go to the next one. This was a historian, B.F. Morris. He said this in 1864 of the Black-Robed Regiment, the preachers of the day. The ministers of the Revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hold by their thought. Prayers, hold, their that, patri- hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. And this is a vitally important issue.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask Me Vita about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Bradley Dean, and we're back for the last session here of this morning's program, talking about how America was a Christian nation, founded by Christians, founded by the Black Regiment, founded by people who put their faith in God and realized, of course, that God and freedom were inseparable. But that has changed. Why? Because they've taken over our educational programs, they've taken over our religious seminaries, and they silenced the church. It's time for the church to speak back. Bradley, go right ahead.
Amen. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Friends, again, we're talking about the Black Robe Regiment. I just want to lay a couple question marks to some of the listeners, if I could. How do we reconcile with the modern-day church, such men as John Knox, the Scottish Reformer? It was said of John Knox that his prayers concerning Mary, Queen of Scots, she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. How do we reconcile that to the modern church today? How do we reconcile that to John Knox again when he said, man with God is always in the majority? You know, the issue comes down to this. We have lost our way because we desire the spirit of the world more than we desire the cross. And it's interesting that when we study out the Puritan preachers and the men of old, the John Wesleys, who said he used to set himself on fire that the world can come watch him burn. It's interesting that when we talk about the George Whitefields, who used to go into the colleges across America and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, not asking for permission. It's interesting when we think of the Charles Spurgeons, the prince of preachers, who thundered from the pulpit, and he would speak to over 5,000 people on a weekly basis. But when the government got involved in educational schemes where they wanted to distort the morality of their young, it would be Charles Spurgeon that would take his 5,000 members and they would go protest the government and tell them to get their hands off of their kids. How do we reconcile that with what we're seeing today in America? And let me say this to my friends that are listening, because, again, I say this because I love. It's interesting that when we look across the world is looking for you to play the man and to play the woman, for you to stand up and be who you are called to be, because it was the Lord that said, too much is given, much is required. And I want to say this to you, friends. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you have to give up, or you have to stand up and get in the fight, not capitulate. And I want to say, you need to understand that much has been given to you. We live in the greatest nation in the history of the world. And it's not time now to say it's all over with, because rest assured, friends, back during the Revolutionary War, there were those that were saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Those are the people that are standing back, hastening destruction, when in fact the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And his commandments are to stand up and fight for what he's given unto us, because we again need to reconcile that with what our forefathers said when they said the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And we can take that back to Scripture. And what is that? What do they mean when they say that? Well, we fight the good fight of faith. And I just want to say this again. The church, and to the church, the professed 78th percentile in this world, in this country, I'm sorry, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. Now, but again, let me just offset this and contrast this real quick. Mighty men were they, iron nerve, strong hand, unblenched cheek, a heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Friends, I say this, we can look at this situation that America is in right now as either our greatest opportunity or else we're going to succumb to it. Because if you notice in Scripture, God likes to use men when they're backs are up against the walls. And I don't know how much further our, how much closer our backs or how much further backwards we can go in this country. It's time now to prove our God. Because God desires us to prove him. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. He said that. I didn't say that. He's the one that said he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfected towards him. Let him perfect you by grace. To whom is the arm of the Lord then revealed? To them that believe the report of the Lord. He said, greater works will you do, keep in mind. And he also says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. I want to leave you with this very thing. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were for the children and from the children of the pulpit. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee again from its responsibility to be part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave government. The church is to overcome evil with good. And as our forefathers rightly stated, not just one, but several, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And friends, we need to show God how much we love him because we've heard it said a million times over. God bless America. Yes, friends, God has blessed America. Now I say this in ending, it's time for you to bless God. And I appreciate your time very much, Stan.
And I appreciate the opportunity to have you with us. And I think it's so vitally important for people to understand the church is afraid to speak out. The church is subsidized by government, a tax exempt. You can give your money to the church tax exempt, but in return, the church does not speak out against the tyranny that is taking place throughout the world today. America has financed the rebels who killed over 170,000 innocent civilians in Syria, many of them are Christians, and they raped the Christian women, and they burned the Christian towns. And when was the last time you heard one of our major Christian ministries or ministers speak out against all current American policy, financing Al-Qaeda and the radical Islamists in Syria? And you're not going to hear it, ladies and gentlemen, because the church has lost its way. Are you going to get involved? Are you going to find a church and a minister who will stand for righteousness as we begin to try to take America back? Not from the top down, because they already control the top. We need to take it back from the bottom up, and I hope you'll join Bradley. Bradley, one more time, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
If I can just interject two thoughts. IRS Publication 557 says taxes, churches are already non-taxable, number one. And number two is what we need to do in this country is simply come together because we're all saying the same thing, and people need to realize we're saying the same thing. And this is my final thought. When you look in Deuteronomy 28, it's interesting that America focuses on the 14 or 15 blessings promised in that chapter, but they forget about the 55 curses. You can also read Leviticus 26. It's a blessing cursing. If you obey, this is what will happen.
God bless, Bradley.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Stand back here for the final segment, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We do this at trying to get people to understand the Christian foundation of America and the fact we're losing it. And the reason we're losing it is because this is all small, subversive group, controls both political parties, controls six major banks, that controls 67% of our assets, most of the 100 major corporations, and of course the reason that we don't hear about it is because they control the six major corporations that control the media in America. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. The New Media Monopoly. Well, now, who are these people? It's a nebulous little group. No, you can identify them, you can get the membership list, and of course that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get both the New Media Monopoly and my book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But there's so much material we have through my ministry you need to get. You want to know how Adolf Hitler escaped and who helped him escape? Why you need to get the 4-CD set, I Did Hitler Escape. You want to know how we financed and who financed Adolf Hitler during the Second World War and the Nazis, and then certainly helped the Nazis escape to South America following the war? How many Nazis, other than those that were tried at Nuremberg, how many of the hundreds of thousands of Nazi war criminals were ever persecuted? And almost none of them. The Jews actually persecuted one. His name was Eichmann, that's all. Why? Because reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. As soon as they killed 60, 70 million people in World War II, and no one was attracted. Really, very, very few people were certainly punished. It was all make-believe. You need to get our 4-CD set on the war against the Jews. My interview is with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret, and they've done everything they could to suppress this information. That's the war against the Jews, the 4-CD set, and the 4-CD set, I Did Hitler Escape. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can certainly read our newsletters, and they're put up right now by William Grigg, but you read those I wrote back in the 1990s, and they will give you the background of this diabolical group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral process. And if you're not involved, and you've got to be involved every day talking to people, you've got to be involved in the local political process. You've got to get involved supporting people who support the Constitution. If you can't find them, then you've got to